1134, request of Crystal Ilinski to address council regarding a follow-up report.
Nincompoops.
Hey, no, not here.
That's what Joe Walsh did, then you kicked him out for 30 days.
And we'll kick you out if you keep that up.
And exactly, as you allowed the federal officer to disappear me for 2 hours last year, September 4th, and you still have not met with me, I requested to meet with all of you. My name is Crystal Ilinski, E-L-I-N-S-K-I. I represent 10,000. And I see how the threats that you feel threatened by are just a mirror. Last time I was here, Amanda Fritz was concerned with the appealing the DOJ decision because she wanted the city, the people, to trust you. And I said, people don't trust you. I've been very kind. I've been nice. I come here on a regular basis to tell you, as a citizen representing 10,000, where mistakes are being made. And as I learned, actually, Nick Fish met with me. I learned from him, he doesn't remember what I come here to say before you, and he doesn't read what I submit. And I imagine that's sort of the norm. I had two meetings immediately. I asked for all five of you, and for a year now, Mayor Hales, you've been promising to my face on this camera in the hall multiple times to meet with me about the disappearance with the federal agent. I just learned 2 weeks ago from, I'm sorry, what was your name again? Rachel. That's right. I just had to look at her, and I remember. Rachel, that Cindy and Susan had decided that I was not to meet with you. And I said, well, what was the reasoning, and why did it take over a year? All the time, you were saying that I would definitely meet with you, and you told your staff that. In fact, when they were in the office, and Rachel pretended like she didn't remember that. Really? He said you were going to meet with him? Yes, he promised. Just 10 minutes. I asked all of you 10 minutes. Dan Saltzman at least said, I will never meet with you ever about anything. But in your case, Mayor Hales, I just wonder, when I'm here to talk about how citizens cannot come to you without feeling threatened, and yet you're going to be threatened by one of our most eloquent assets to this entire institution, and try to ban us or have security guards who carry guns and curse at me and steal my things, and on a particular day, even your chief of staff was saying that he hates me and I'm like the worst person in the world, and I've done nothing but kindness here. If I feel this way and I am being disappeared and assaulted by a federal agent and you guys don't do anything about it, how do other people feel about coming here?
Okay, thanks, Crystal. Take care. Okay, let's move to